Florida Governor Jeb Bush today ordered the suspension of all executions in the state until the state's lethal injection procedures are reviewed. Governor Bush took that step after a preliminary autopsy showed how much went wrong with the execution this week of convicted murderer Angel Diaz. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
On Wednesday, Angel Diaz was strapped to a gurney and wheeled into the execution chamber at the Florida State Prison. Department of Corrections employees then administered three drugs that are part of the state's lethal injection cocktail. But Angel Diaz didn't die. William Hennis is with the legal office that represented Diaz.
Now, all three of those drugs, based on the department's own statements, were run through his body, and yet he was still alive, and many of the people who've been quoted think that he may have been conscious, you know, and showing signs of pain. None of those things should have happened.
The executioner was forced to inject a second round of lethal drugs, and Diaz was finally declared dead 34 minutes after the process began. Death by lethal injection normally takes 15 minutes. At first, corrections officials said Diaz had a liver disease, and they believe that may have accounted for the lengthy death process and the need for a second round of drugs. But today, the district medical examiner who performed Diaz's autopsy, Dr. William Hamilton, said the problem wasn't the executed man's liver, but how the needles were inserted into his arms.
I think the main problem with the conduct of this execution procedure was that the fluids to be injected were not going into a vein, but into soft tissues of the arm.
In both the first and second time the needle was inserted by medical personnel, it passed through the vein, delivering most of the lethal drugs into the muscles, where they were absorbed much more slowly. Upon receiving the results of that autopsy, Governor Bush issued an executive order, appointing an 11-member commission to examine the state's procedures for performing executions by lethal injection. The commission is charged with determining what changes, if any, should be made to the way lethal injection is conducted and to deliver a final report by March of next year. Until then, no death warrants will be signed in Florida. Attorney William Hennis says his office is pressing Florida officials to open up the records of all executions performed in the state.
We're hopeful that at least Angel Diaz's death may provide an opportunity for other people that we represent to get that information and be able to make the case, like has happened in other states around the country.
The Florida Supreme Court has ordered the state to preserve all evidence and records related to Diaz's execution and to make them available to attorneys in a lawsuit that's challenging the use of lethal injection in Florida. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.